This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Oh, brother Spike, welcome back. To the Keystone State. You were down in the Peach State.
I was investigating Hugh and to see if he had done push-ups in anywhere in that area in Georgia. I couldn't find any landmarks.
So welcome back, brother.
Thank you.
Excited to get this week started off because, you know what? That other love that we have starts this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The crack of the bat.
Yes.
The popping of the mitts.
Oh,
this is really... Play ball. Jackie Baseball. Come on, man. It's time. Holla at your boy.
Oh, man. It's going to be back where I should be. Behind the glass.
Yeah.
Everyone says that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard you mess up the beginning of the show on Friday. I couldn't get back soon enough.
Yep. Everything fell apart on Friday. But, yeah, it's a big week. Don't let the rain deter you, by the way.
No.
We got Phil's Baseball on Thursday.
It's a big show because it is the week that Phil's Baseball returns. Of course, you can hear the opener right here on WIP on Thursday. And I came back to town very excited for Phil's Baseball. You know, just first of all, Ike, you've said this a bunch of times, something to watch every night, get involved in. I've been more optimistic about this team, I feel like, than most won 95 games last year. Have heard some good signs through, you know, through spring training, all that stuff. You know, what's his name? Bryce Estad is hitting, and Chris Sanchez is hitting 98 on the gun, all these positive things. And then I get back into town this morning around 9 a.m., and I'm, you know, looking at what everybody was saying over the weekend, so on and so forth. And Rob Thompson actually said something that ruined my entire vibe. Here's what he said yesterday.
I know the question everybody's asked all spring is your lineup. What will it look like come Thursday? Is today a pretty good preview, or is that just reading too much into it?
Well, we're going to go with Trey leading off tomorrow. So we're still fighting through it. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off. Right-handed starter, it's Schwarber leading off. But I'm not quite there yet. But the nine guys you see today are going to be in the lineup on opening day.
This team is going to send me to the insane asylum. I am going to go insane following this team, doing just the easiest thing in the entire world. First of all, how are you still working your way through it? Spring training is like 8 weeks long. What is there to figure out? And I don't think they understand. Like, I don't think Rob Thompson understands. I don't think the organization understands. Also, based on what I saw Dave Dombrowski say, about like what a disaster they are doing by doing it this way to start. This whole two starting lineups, sometimes Schwarber, it leads off, sometimes Trey Turner leads off. First of all, this just sets it up for controversy. The first time the team wins three in a row when Schwarber is leading off, and then they go back to Trey Turner leading off, and they score one run, and everybody's fighting about what the lineup should be. And they could say as much as they want that it doesn't matter that everybody's fighting what the lineup should be, but it matters. It makes the entire thing a conversation when it doesn't need to be a conversation. Mm-hmm. The second thing that this pisses me off about is them not having the guts to have difficult conversations with players who have not got the job done. Yes, Bryce, I know you like hitting third, but you're going to hit second. Yes, Trey, I know you like hitting home runs, but you're going to lead off. Yes, Kyle Schwarber, I know you're 260 pounds and the second slowest guy on the team and hit 40 home runs. You're not going to lead off. You're actually going to hit cleanup. But, like, nobody has the guts to just make this decision. Third, how are people like Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber going to adjust their hitting approach when they're hitting in different spots of the lineup three times a week? This is not the difference between hitting third and fifth, which isn't that big a deal. The difference between hitting leadoff and not hitting leadoff is a completely different mindset. It is Trey Turner having to change his mindset to hit leadoff. He said that to us when we talked to him. But you know what this really is, Ike? And this is the thing that drives me the most crazy, is they, by doing it this way, they are just pandering to us because they think everybody else is stupid and the way that they've been doing it is fine. They're just like, you know what we'll do? Everybody's whining for us to change the lineup, so we'll do this half-assed thing where Kyle Schwarber's doing it 60% of the time and Trey Turner's doing it 40% of the time, and we're just going to slowly ease back to the other one, and no, because we know better. Because we know that the problem was not the batting order, yet they've changed nothing. We know that there's nothing we need to change. We need to just get lucky in September and October, and if we just get lucky, everything will be fine. And it reminds me of the stupid Ben Simmons thing. When everybody told me, no, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. A point guard doesn't need to shoot the basketball. Oh, he does so many other great things.
Yeah, celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
And this is them going, you know, we've won more playoff games than any team in baseball the last 3 years. Our regular season wins have gone up. You don't know. Everything's fine. And it just drives me, just switch the friggin' lineup. Have the fast guy who hits 300 hit leadoff, hit the big slow guy who hits home runs hit cleanup, and stop making this more difficult than it needs to be. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah, and I totally understand why. I wish I could push back against what you're saying, but I feel very similar to the way that you feel, and I kind of view it the same way, that this is a lot of nothing, quite frankly. This is more or less, let's try this, let's try that. And then eventually we'll settle into what we really want to do, which is have Schwarber hitting leadoff.
Everything the same as it's been for the last 3 years. Yeah, everything the same.
And it makes me sad, because here's the thing. I'm excited about baseball starting. I'm semi-excited about this team. They got a lot of likable players. I want to see what they go out and do. I want to see what Kepler, as Jack has been all excited about all spring training.
We all Kepler'd up.
25 home runs.
Right? Yeah, I want to see what the big guy's going to do out there in left field. But I'm going to tell you what it makes me feel. This is the beginning of, I don't want to sound too dramatic, but it is, to me, this is the final nail in this window of Phillies baseball to be successful. This is what we're going out on the end with this. This is, give me a righty lineup, give me a lefty lineup, we'll see what happens with it. Like, they run out of answers. They've committed to these guys. They like the fact that the ballpark is pretty much filled most nights. Baseball is relevant again in the city, right? Like, they enjoy that part of it, and they don't have much wiggle room to improve. So this is one of those last-ditch efforts to try to keep people at bay from being overly critical about them.
Look, we're trying.
Yes.
Like, we're trying.
This is what it feels like to me.
Oh my,
that's
goodness.
Going on.
The dramatics from you,
it's two. It's so serious. It's not that hard.
It's a lineup.
Yes, it's a lineup.
Are the four best hitters sitting 1 through 4? Are they? Are they going to be there?
Yes.
So who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Like, listen, in a perfect world, I agree. I would rather have Turner do it, okay? Like, give Turner a two-month runway, see if they take off. But, oh, my goodness. I know this is what you guys have to do on WIP, but, like...
Wow. Is that where we're going?
That took one out of the playbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that one. But, like, I just, I hear this over and over about the leadoff. And what if it works? What if it works? What if maximizing and trying to win every game, what if it works? Like, do you really need to shoehorn in Trey against a dominant righty? Or does it give a better option if Schwarber's leading off that game?
No, you know what? If he's one of the 10 best hitters in baseball, 10 best players in baseball, then yes, I'm okay with him hitting against whatever the starting pitcher is, leadoff.
Well, he's not one of the.
Well, that's what you told me. He should be, right? You know, if why isn't he now? He's not 10 years older than when he got here.
Yeah.
And he straight up said it is a different mindset hitting leadoff than not hitting leadoff.
Sure.
And you really think bouncing him back and forth is the right way to get him to do this the best way? It isn't.
But it's just he's gonna bat four times a game.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
He's gonna bat leadoff once, and then he's gonna go back to normal like the rest of the game. Then maybe his approach does change. I don't know. I just think this overreacting to Rob Thompson not making up his mind in spring training.
Rob Thompson doesn't have any guts. It's either he doesn't have any guts or he thinks we're stupid, and they're both bad answers. They're both bad answers.
I don't think he thinks anyone's stupid. I think that he is a player's manager. He's gotten here with these players, and I think if it makes them comfortable, and listen, if Trey goes the one they take off, I think he'll stick with it.
They're not going to have a chance to take off.
They will.
How?
Because he's going to be in there three times a week probably.
Right, you're saying they're going to face more lefties than they are righties?
Like, no, that's never happened.
Right. But so like, it's mostly going to be Schwarber.
Sure. Or if Trey gets hot, then they'll put him there. I don't know. But I just think this freaking out about opening day and it's over and like this, it feels like it's so doomsday-ish.
Well,
I can't do it.
It's less about the opening day thing and it's more about coming into the season with this is the mindset and how we're going to manage the team, manage the ball club. Because here's the other thing. We focus in on Schwarber and Trey Turner, but the lineup changes affect other guys in the lineup.
Sure.
Where's Bone batting at, right? He's going from batting, fourth or third? Because Bryce will be batting second when Turner's leading off. Bone is batting third, and then Schwarber fourth.
Yeah.
So when Schwarber goes to lead off, now Bohm is moving up to down.
No. He'll hit cleanup.
Because
Bryce goes to three now.
Uh-huh. Which doesn't make any sense. You can't have a guy who doesn't hit home runs hitting cleanup.
Well, it's the only one option they have.
But it's not the only option.
The big dog in the right field?
I just can't get over. We talked 215-592-9494. Are you on Jack's side that this is not a big deal? Or are you on the correct side, Ike and my side, that this is a big deal?
Baseball guys.
Yeah, true baseball guys. We talked about when we finally saw the lineup we wanted to see in spring training, right? Mm-hmm. Trey Turner leading off, Bryce hitting second. Mm-hmm. We were all like, well, how long are they going to give it? As it turns out, they're going to give it 2 days. They're going to give it 2 days until we see a right-hander on the mound. That's the first time that we're not going to see it again. I just, like, it drives me crazy that they look at what they've done. And we were mad that they didn't make any serious roster changes, correct, mm-hmm. Ike?
Yep.
They didn't make any serious changes with the coaching staff. No changes with the coaching staff.
Nope.
They made no changes with the manager. And now they're not even changing the lineup. And to a certain extent, you have to, this is not a, if they were the, if they were the Astros and they had a few rings, then I would sit there and say, you know what? Maybe you do know better than everybody else. They've earned the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
They have not earned the benefit of the doubt here. They've been a good team that hasn't gotten over the hump. They've had declining returns in the playoffs. And then the final thing is, after the playoffs last year, nobody had an answer. Everybody was just saying, even Dombrowski was like, well, you know, our chase rate wasn't even that bad. And JT was like, well, you know, it's just sort of like baseball. It's just, if I was Bryce Harper right now, I would actually be pissed off. I would actually be pissed off that the entire organization is not at least looking at one thing to change. What'd we do? We went and we got a pitcher that might be good if he doesn't get hurt. That's the entire offseason plan.
And Max Kepler. And Jordan Romano.
Okay.
A real closer.
Another Max Kepler, if he's good like he was 3 years ago, and Jordan Romano also if he doesn't get hurt. Is that his deal too?
Yeah.
That's the huge change. And by the way, even if Lizardo is really, really good, that puts us in no different position than we were for the first half of last year, because we had a Ranger Suarez who was really, really good last year.
Sure. But ultimately, it's going to come down. Are they going to get base hits in October?
Right.
And that doesn't matter if he's batting one, two, three, four. It doesn't matter.
And here's why it does matter.
Why?
It does matter because it sends a message that your approach needs to change. And to me, the biggest thing with Trey was sending him a message, because there's a lot of guys that could perform differently in the lineup that make things better, right? Mm-hmm. If Bryson Stott hits well, that will help things. But Castellanos, you're going to get what you're going to get out of anybody. Trey Turner is the guy that can change the complexion of the lineup, and having him hit leadoff and changing his approach to at-bats was a big thing. And I think it was as much about changing his mindset going into this season as anything else, and they've determined it's not that big a deal. Okay. For some fun, we will have a next question today. It is Peyton Manning's birthday. He is 49 years old. I do look at that. He's 1 year older than me, and he has accomplished a lot more than I have. I haven't won any Super Bowls. He's won two. But in any case, Peyton Manning has been really, really good at two things. One thing, football. The other thing, selling stuff, right? Yeah. He's been really, really good at two things. So for next question today, we're going to look for people who are good at two things. Jack, you have at least half of a thing, right?
Sure.
In your career. Give us somebody who was good at two things.
You've done one thing in your career.
Yeah. Well.
Or you just showed me you were the 45th best player in the state.
In 2012.
Yeah.
2012.
Yeah. Yeah. People forget that.
They do.
I'm going for the big answer. I think it's Mount Rushmore. It hits home here in Philadelphia, and that's Charles Barkley.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good one.
Chuck, yeah.
Yeah. That is. I hadn't even thought
probably
of Charles.
The best. Example.
I mean, one of the best. Certainly, if you're going to go for sports, it is one of the best. You have one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the late great. He just passed away.
Yep.
George Foreman.
Oh.
Boxer.
Just like Peyton Manning, actually.
Yeah. Foreman actually had two chapters in his boxing career. Mm-hmm. You know, he retired, became a preacher, then came back to boxing, became the heavyweight champion again when he knocked out Michael Moore. George Foreman, one of our favorites. And from that, he became a great pitch man. And for years, I mean, hell, the Foreman grill.
There is an entire generation of people who only knew George Foreman from the grill.
Yes.
From the grill.
Good invention, too. It's like a hot plate now, but back with 25 years ago.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Foreman grill.
It was in every college apartment.
Yes.
Yes. Every kitchen, every regular kitchen. And then there was the bigger Foreman grill.
Yep.
They had all different. So I'm going to go with actually a two-sport athlete. I'm going to go with Deion. Deion playing
Deion
football.
Had three acts.
Yes, he has had three. Yeah, he is a good coach. I think he's proven he's a good coach. But for me, as a teenager, Deion playing for the Falcons and playing for the Braves and being great at two different sports.
That? Yeah, two different sports.
So two different sports. So there you go. So first thing is the Phillies lineup a big deal, 215-592-9494. Jack says we're making too big a deal out of it because he is protecting his precious Phillies and his precious Trey and his precious Bryce. And two, next question. Give us somebody who was good at two things on Peyton Manning's birthday, good at football and a pitch man. Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, today is Corey from Florida, you know. I'm coming on here to say I'm at Disney World today. I'm a Foxhole guy.
Wow.
I take time out with the family to make sure, you know, I still do my obligations. So, you know, playing into the role, it's Corey Worldwide from here on out. No more Corey from Columbus.
Wow.
No
wow.
Corey from Kentucky.
Well,
it's Corey Worldwide, you know.
Okay. Corey from Space Mountain.
Hey, you know what's funny? I'm actually about to hop on that right now.
I was about to say, which park are you in? Which park are you in?
Magic Kingdom.
Okay, Magic Kingdom.
Yep. Shout out to, the new New Jersey, you know, resident that, you know, finally moved in, you know, finally a part of the team now. Shout out to
Well, he was already in New Jersey.
Just a different part of New Jersey.
But I feel you, though. North Jersey doesn't count.
Yeah, it's like a different state. They should split New Jersey into two states, I think. And Central Jersey, just give it to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo, go ahead and drop your address so we can head over.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Well, I'm not even in the house yet, so you go over there before I get there.
But, yeah, yo, you know, Jack going to do what he do. He's playing daddy. He's trying to cover up. I knew something was up with these Phillies. You know, we – in the spring training game, you know, we saw Kyle Schwarber lead off for like the past four or five, what, Dave James, whatever. I'm like, yeah, these dudes.
Well, Turner is back in there today. Just make that clear.
Yeah, they trying, you know, they trying to do a little cover up. You know what I'm saying? We know what they trying to do. Rob Thompson, this dude, you on watch, bro. The way we was on Nick Sirianni's ass last year, we on this dude. Like back pockets.
Mm-hmm. Like back pockets.
Like back pockets. You know what I'm saying?
I like
watching
that.
This dude. We watching this dude because, you know, he not doing nothing different. Okay, you know, they, what's his name? Jose was, who's a pitcher?
Lizardo.
Jose Lizardo.
That's good.
Jesus, yes. Yeah.
It's close enough.
Lizardo, no, that's good. That's good.
Know, like it's a little, you know, upgrade or whatever, but like Spike just said, Ranger Suarez was supposed to be, you know, Roger Clemens going into the season last year. He was hot. One of the best, you know, ERAs and all that, and then this dude disappeared. So I see what these dudes is going to do, man. You know, even if we win, you know, on Thursday, we're in the series or whatever, okay. But these dudes, nothing they do matter until they get to the postseason, to me. They can win 92, 102 games. It don't matter.
Wow. Is that where we are with the Phillies?
Wow.
Wake me up in October?
Wow. Yeah, well,
that's
unfortunately,
course,
yeah, we got 4 or 5 months to talk about
yeah,
the
we'll
team.
We'll be talking about them, though, yeah.
Yeah, the Phillies wanted to be woke. The Phillies actually never woke up in October last year, so I don't know if we're going to be able to do that.
With Green Day say, wake me up when September ends?
Yes, that is Green Day.
Yeah.
Well, be careful. You don't want to get kicked out of the delegation as well for knowing something about a rock band.
And Green Day is a great grunge band, I agree.
They are not a grunge band. They're from Oakland.
My next question is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock has had 3 acts or 2 acts? It's 2 acts.
It's really 2. You're 2 not going to count the football act.
Well, it was only he would.
Yeah, but it was only college, you know. Jack had the same sort of college success that The Rock had. Thank you for the call.
The Rock was at the U.
Yeah, but yeah.
He was at a real college.
He was a backup.
At the U.
That's cute. I was a backup at the Bloom.
He backed up Warren Sapp.
Okay.
I mean, who is a bigger recruit, Jack to Bloomsburg or Dwayne Johnson to Miami? I'd say Jack to Bloomsburg.
All things being equal, me.
Yeah, I would say so as well.
He was just another guy. I was the guy.
Yeah. The Rock really 2 acts. The act. And do you think The Rock is a good actor?
No.
No. Just famous.
He's like Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger became a pretty decent actor, right?
Terrible actor.
Not even in like, what was the one with Danny DeVito?
Twins?
Yeah, right. And he. Yeah, like
Twins, the movies are okay, but yeah. He's the same guy just playing that guy.
Yes, I'd say this about The Rock and Arnold Schwarzenegger: not bad actors, but they were good at playing their one part. Mm-hmm. When I'm watching The Rock in movies, I think, oh, he's good in the movie, but he can only play that.
And, you know,
guy.
You know, sort of like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, well, they're just, you know, they're in every movie together.
Oh, they are.
They're a package.
The Jumanjis were good.
What?
Jumanji?
Yeah.
Is he in Jumanji?
Yeah. The new one.
Oh, The Rock is?
Yeah, it was him and Kevin Hart.
Well, I didn't know. I've never seen any of them. Yeah.
So not grinding Jumanji?
No. I think
that's what it was. I think it was The Rock.
I don't
know. Am I thinking that?
There it is. There it is. It took 21 minutes to get to. What was that movie called? Who was that guy?
Yeah, it was The Rock. It was Kevin Hart. Jack
okay.
Black.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a cartoon, or are they actually in it?
No, not real. Looks horrible, but it's real.
I also think the thing
is... The original was great with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Cena might be a better actor than The Rock is. Cena has different roles in movies.
You know what? Never seen a John Cena movie, I don't think.
I also think the thing is with The Rock, if you're going to be that size, I don't know how many different kinds of roles you can play.
Right.
You're not going to see like an accountant built like The Rock.
Remember he tried to do the... Do you remember the TV show Ballers?
Yes, I was going to say it was like Entourage,
HBO,
whatever the show was.
Yeah.
It was like an Entourage-like
show.
He was
an agent in it, I think.
Yes, I think he was. I never saw it.
Ballers. It was did not make us look good football players.
Oh no,
yeah, no.
Oh, okay, was it accurate?
No, it was exaggerated a lot. Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494.
You can tell they took storylines from people.
Oh,
and put it into the movie. Yeah.
Took real storylines and turned them into fiction.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. The Phillies say they're going to have 2 starting lineups. One where Trey Turner leads off and one where Kyle Schwarber leads off. I think they're cowards, and I think this is not going to work, and it's kind of a disaster. Jack says, I'm making too big a deal out of it, as he would. Yeah.
What do you guys do?
And next question, us guys. And next question today is Peyton Manning's 49th birthday. Give us somebody who is great at two things. Coming up next, Dave Dombrowski actually said something about the lineup.
There you go.
Not going to make you feel any better. Mm-mm. That is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.